Hello, we are Edwina
and Rob,
and we are the youth leaders at Birmingham Citadel Salvation Army in the United Kingdom and Ireland Territory.
Our 11 to 16 year old group is called Integrate, the name of which was chosen by the young people themselves.
These podcasts are being produced in place of our usual group meetings on a Sunday, and we hope you find them useful until we meet again. God Almighty, we give you praise. You're taking me deeper. You're making me whole. With grace you redeem me, yeah. You restore my soul. Now I'm made new because
do you physically resemble members in your family? What does it really mean to be made in God's image?
Made new, number 4. Made right from the start. Pure, holy, sinless, perfect, no shame. Wow. Just take a second and think about those words. Whatever it's talking about, it must be pretty great. Maybe too good to believe. This is what we were like at the beginning of time. God made us completely in his image. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him. Male and female he created them. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. You can read this in Genesis chapter 1. Every part of humanity was perfect, made in the likeness of God. We were perfect, and God was very pleased with this. So then, what happened? How did the image of ourselves and each other become so messed up? Sin. Adam and Eve fell victim to the fake beauty that is sin. The grass looked greener on the other side, as the saying goes. But once they got there, they realised it wasn't greener at all. It was dirty, mean and hurtful. Shameful, even. It is everything opposite of how God originally intended it to be when he created them in his image. This is the image we see and live in today. Fortunately, the story doesn't end there. Because of sin, we have lost the image of God. We have lost the righteousness, goodness and holiness that he gave us. But God sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to earth to live among this sin and then to beat it. He beat it, and now we can be reconciled to God. Because of Jesus, we can now put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness, as it says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24. We do not have to live constrained by our sinful ways, but instead, through Christ, we can be made new and once again live in his image. For I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. You can read that verse in Galatians chapter 2. It's verse 20. Jesus' life, death, and resurrection for our sins makes us righteous and new in the sight of God.
Do you ever feel so comfortable with how your life is and the things you do that you might miss out on new opportunities? Next week we will think about God calling us to new things.
are a young person or parent and want to know more about Integrate, please look on our website or social media pages to contact us. Yeah.